Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Hey, Gashao.
Hi, Wakili, how are you doing?
Very good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Which four cousins do you know?
I'll stick to the wine, I know the wine.
Okay.
The four cousins.
Listen to this case.
Vlogger Kabiwa Jesus has admitted that he's the father of a seven-year-old girl following a DNA test that came back positive. In a statement released, Kabi said that he sat the minor back in 2013 with his cousin and apologized for his January 2021 fight against the paternity claim. In an apology to his fans and family, Kabi said the DNA results, and I quote, was a relief, and assured that he would take parental responsibility for his daughter. With the paternity results out, it's a relief as we can now chart the way forward together with the mother for the welfare of our child. I'm immediately reaching out to her so that we can discuss and agree on the future, shared Kabiwa Jesus. Furthermore, people on social media are clamoring for the arrest, stating that they are cousins and they have committed an offense of incest, which is a crime under Kenyan law.
Okay, so finally, we get to this case, this very famous or infamous case.
Yes.
But it raises also a lot of interesting legal questions, which I think we can discuss today. And the way I understand it is you have these parties, the parents to the child, were also cousins.
Yeah.
And the father only accepted responsibility or only accepted paternity after there was a DNA test,
yeah,
which came out. And of course, there was a lot of social media
interest.
A lot of social media interest, including
Kenyan style.
Including people asking for the parties to be charged.
Yes.
Because they are cousins. And
they are not Wahindis. They're not Hindu.
And they had committed the offense of incest. So let's look at all those things. First, there's the issue of this responsibility of a parent. Does it mean that if a DNA test is positive, that now you have to take care of a child?
Yes, you are the daddy. Pay now. You know.
Yeah, then there's also the question of the minor. I'm very careful that even as we're discussing this, of course, there are privacy issues we need to observe, which unfortunately the matter is already out there. So we're looking at it from a legal basis. But how it came to be, you know, there are questions of the minor's privacy.
Yeah, the name should have been, the identity generally should have been kept out of this.
Well, all those are questions which we can look at today. And of course, there's an issue of incest, okay?
Yeah.
So let's start with the issue of parental responsibility. And if we look at it from the point of view of the child.
Yes.
Okay? The child has a right to have people who have sired him or her be responsible for him or her.
Okay. That's a right.
Yes.
Okay.
The child has a right to that parental care.
Okay.
And protection.
That was among our earliest, like when Swala Nyeti began, we used to do those cases. Eh?
Well, I think so, because these were issues of child
custody
and maintenance. So I think this is where we need to begin with.
Okay.
That this is a child's right.
Wow.
Okay? So once this child has a right, who has responsibility to ensure that this right takes place or it's this right is done?
The richer parent.
Well, it's actually both parents in equal measure. And it doesn't matter whether they are married or not.
Wow.
Okay? And this is very easy to understand once you think about it, that it's the right of the child for parental care. Okay? Mm. So once this child has a right, I mean, someone has to be responsible for this right.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
The father and mother.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see, since the two parties were equally responsible in siring this child, they would be equally responsible in the responsibilities
of the child.
For the child, whether they are married or not.
Wow. But then that means, okay, the mother is claiming that they have been abandoned for 7 years.
Yes.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time, especially because a child who is of such young age does have a lot of things that they need.
Yeah.
So the five main things usually which are required by every parent to ensure that these 5 duties that each parent has with respect to a child. And of course, this is the basic needs: food, shelter,
clothing.
But in addition, they also have a duty to provide medical care and education.
Okay.
So these are the basic ones. In addition to that, they should give guidance to the child.
Mm.
They should protect the child from neglect, discrimination, and abuse.
Okay.
So all these are duties which are visited on a parent. And as I said, it's in equal measure. Now, for 7 years, it seems that the father did not take up these duties.
Mainly because either by omission or commission, he said he didn't know if the baby is his.
Yes, he had denied paternity.
Yes.
So now that the paternity has been proved...
Does the law go back?
By back, you mean can the parent...
I have duties I was supposed to be fulfilling. Mm-hmm. If this is not my child...
Yes.
I do not fulfill those duties.
So what I can say is this. The law with respect to children will... They always consider what are the best interests of the child.
Yeah.
So, without going into specific facts, if it is in the best interest of the child that all those previous
years
be catered for,
then okay.
That they would do so.
Okay.
I would say it's unlikely.
Mm.
It's unlikely because where will this money go to?
The mom.
That's a question. That's you see. So is it in the child's interest, really?
Oh yeah, maybe not.
If it's not, then it would be hard to. But you see, if for example the child has arrears at school fees, or the mother has arrears at the supermarket where she's been taking credit to buy food for the child, you see, those are things you might be able to argue.
Yeah,
that these things need to be paid.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's an interesting question, and it will really depend on whether it's in the child's best interest.
I remember these cases because also we had. You know, there's always that feeling out, especially it was there in social media, like you ran away for this period of time.
Yes.
And during this period of time, you are living your best life.
Yeah.
From the perspective of the people on social media, because you are a famous person.
Yeah.
And then there's someone languishing in poverty who you have denied even, let's say, basic needs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel that a lot of social media had that anger for... You should have gone back to those days because you are the one who refused.
It's understandable. And these topics of child maintenance are very sensitive.
Yeah.
But like I said, at the end of the day, both through the laws relating to children and through the constitution, it is very clear that a court must make any decision or any judgment in the best interest of the child.
Okay. So, and sorry. Sorry to cut you short. This paternity test.
Yes.
Was enforced by the court.
Yes, the court can order that parties take a paternity test. So in this case, a paternity test is usually the child's DNA and the father's DNA.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So the court can say, you must do it.
Yes.
I didn't. Yeah,
it must. And for most of the costs incurred, because...
Yeah, by the way, yeah.
For most family matters, the court will ask that the costs be shared. Okay. Because, you know, the test could come out negative.
If it's negative, I'm not kidding.
Most family matters usually tells...
Are you telling me the court is going to charge me?
It's not charging.
And I am accused.
Listen.
Innocently. Falsely.
So by the time you're probably there in court
facing
a charge of paternity, it's because there's a likelihood that you are
the father. Yes. Anyway. I would like to see a case where it's stand out negative.
It happens. It does. Of course it happens.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Of course it happens. So that's why the test has to exist.
Yeah.
If it was always positive, there would be no need for a test.
No, the mother is the ultimate DNA test. They know you are the father. I don't know what you're denying. Anyway.
So let's look at the issues of the privacy of the child, because information about this child went out into social media, and from the facts of this case, it seems that it was the parents who actually put out this information.
One parent.
Well, both parents seem to have done something, because one parent is the one who, or at least through one parent, the results of the paternity test were published.
Yes.
On social media.
And even before those results.
Yes, another parent.
This first parent, let me just give you his name, this Kabiwa Jesus, went online to deny the baby.
Exactly. So I'm saying both parties
How is the other party? How is the other party? So guilty for keeping quiet.
Before I talk about guilt, and I'm not.
Oh no! Yeah, yeah, or rather, yeah. How are they responsible when they kept quiet?
But the question is, how did we find out about this paternity test?
The father.
Are you sure?
From Edgar. We have discussed Edgar on this show.
So that's what I said. The information was put out into the media.
Yeah.
And for such a test, this is a court document. And children cases are usually confidential. So it means it's one of the parties who had access.
And shared it with the person who made it public.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, it was a family member of the mother.
How is it private business who my children are? Why is it private business?
So this is what I'm saying. Every person has, remember we've spoken about privacy before.
Yes.
And every person has a right to privacy and the right to have their private affairs kept out of the public. For example, you have the right to ensure that your photo, if it's not taken in a public function, is kept out of the public. So no one can go and publish your photo without your consent.
Wow.
Okay? No one can go and publish your telephone number. No one can even talk about how many children.
There's an issue with telephone numbers in Kenya.
Of course.
Yeah, just a side note, there's this lady who is a dancer, mm-hmm. and people shared her phone number.
Well, that's an invasion of her privacy. Yeah. So even who your children are, those are your private affairs.
Okay?
And especially because the children, remember we said we have a right to protect children.
Yeah.
From
so best interest of the child
abuse as well, okay. And once you have your child on social media, the possibility of abuse is very high.
So, are you saying therefore that since the privacy of the child might have been violated,
yes,
that the parent might be responsible for that violation?
Yeah. So, you see, here it's even a child has a right to privacy.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the Constitution, and there's one thing, first of all, whether there was a breach just because the DNA test was done, I would say no, because, you know, the DNA test had to be done.
Yeah.
And the minor needed to know who their parents are. But on the issue of whether the minor's name should have been exposed to the public, here I would say it's the parents who can be held liable if the court holds that there was an invasion of her privacy.
How do you sue parents for the same baby?
Why not?
The baby needs them.
Why not? The minor also is a person protected under the Constitution.
I'm just imagining the outcome. Would you take the minor away from the parents?
It's possible, yes. So remember I told you that there are certain parental duties that are imposed on parents. And if parents are unable
to fulfill
them, then the court can take the child as a ward under its care.
Because you are unfit to be a parent.
Exactly. So this happens. It's unfortunate. I don't know of any case which has come up because of an issue of privacy.
Yeah.
But usually in cases of abuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or neglect, you find that a child can be taken away from their parents. The parents can be sued and held liable failure to fulfill their responsibility. Yeah. Exactly.
I had never seen this angle of the privacy in this case, especially of the child.
Yeah, so the only thing is that she can't sue directly. So you need to have an adult sue on her behalf.
On her behalf, okay.
And the other thing you have to remember is she doesn't have to do it now. She can wait until she's 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's no limitation of actions on breaches of constitutional rights. So if she can wait and say, when I was 8 years old or so, what?
This happened.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, do we have legal Robin Hoods, people who feel it's their duty, for instance, Edgar, to say people who are doing wrong things, to publicly tell people? That feels like a Robin Hood thing.
I thought Robin Hood takes from the rich and gives to the poor.
That's how does that apply in law? Because he's saying, okay, this baby is neglected by this rich person. Mm-hmm. Let's expose this rich person. Because I feel like part of the reason the paternity test was done was because the exposure had already been done via social media.
Yeah, so remember at the end of the day, these are not just names on a paper.
Yeah. They're
real lives which are being affected. Yes. So what I can say is, at the end of the day, you might have a right to publish information that is true.
Yes.
That is guaranteed under the Constitution. You have freedom of expression. But any right cannot infringe upon another person's right. So just because you have this right, freedom of expression, you cannot infringe on a person's right to privacy.
And just from a legal point of view, mm-hmm. in this particular case,
yes,
if the mother had gone to court, mm-hmm. even without the social media,
yes,
and asked the court that she wanted a paternity test, is it possible she should have been granted that wish?
Yes, of course. Why not?
So social media is not the reason we got the paternity test?
Correct, it's not. It wow. just made it public so that now we have to talk about what is good and what is not good about uh-huh. this whole situation.
I didn't... Okay, then there's an issue then with the way we handle things yeah. around.
You see, by nature, if you look at children's cases, even those which are published in the law reports, they do not have the names of the children.
Yeah, yeah. For good reason, for sure.
Yes, so even in this case, it would have been ideal
that
if the child's name was not revealed in public.
Yeah. Okay, then that's a big... Big problem.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it seems like social media is the way things are done here nowadays.
Well, but like we said, the parties have recourse if they feel yeah. their rights were infringed upon.
Okay. Then there's something you mentioned about incense.
Yeah, so this, I think, has been the hot topic.
Yeah.
I mean, the simple and straightforward answer is that there was no incest committed.
Okay? Why?
Because the Sexual Offences Act.
Yeah.
is clear on what kind of relationships amount to incest, okay? So it's if people who are father-daughter
mm-hmm.
have a sexual relationship, grandfather-granddaughter, brother-sister, mother-son, niece-nephew.
Niece-nephew?
Niece-nephew are cousins, actually. I meant yeah. niece
and uncle. Yeah.
Or aunt and nephew.
And nephew.
Grandmother and grandson. And son.
That sounds like a nuclear family thing.
So it's basically the nuclear family.
And then the grandparents.
The grandparents.
The uncles.
The uncles and aunties. Okay.
Okay.
So
cousins are free. I'm on the law.
I mean, some cultures have no problem.
Yeah.
Between the cousins having sexual relations yeah. or even getting married.
Yeah.
So the law has... held that there is no incest committed between.
It came out as a shock to me because I thought the place where there's no incest would be in Hindus, mm-hmm. but also there's been a case in Kenya where a judge said even some local communities
yes
have weddings between cousins. So
exactly.
So it's not a Hindu thing. Eh? We need to know as Kenyans that some of our communities practice.
There's no law against cousins having sexual relations.
Wow, that is the biggest deflation because people had said now, you know, in Kenya we say, okay, now we escalate cases to now let's sue them.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, Wakili, man, this case was a hot potato. You have done it without drama, let me say it. That we needed drama in this. One, I don't know, these days we are going to invite a person who has more drama than I do.
Or than I do.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, so that we can bring in issues of even the woman being neglected. You know those things? Mm. Yeah, but for legal basis, you have handled very well. And thank you very much, Wakili.
And you too.
Join us for our next episode of Swala Nyeti from us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.